journey and wise words have led me to knowing for sure that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Introduction. I believe part of my calling on Earth is to help people connect to ideas that expand their vision of who they really are and all they can be. That's why I created Super Soul Sunday. After filming more than 200 hours of heart-expanding interviews, I began to envision a truly transcendent book with words you can be inspired by and carry with you forever. We film every Super Soul Sunday interview at my home in Santa Barbara, where I feel the presence of God and the connection to all, capital A, that is greater than myself, most deeply. Morning walks with my dogs represent a form of prayer for me, taking time to delight in the glory of nature that surrounds me. Baby tears, little grass laced between a stone path, fallen acorns, a bird's nest. Nature represents to me both the majestic abundance of our shared world and the unseen details we often miss in our lives. Like spirituality itself, these simplest things, when appreciated with reverence, take on an entirely new meaning. Suddenly, that single blade of grass has gone from ordinary to poignant to explicit and finally miraculous in its beauty. As you listen to the Wisdom of Sundays, it is my prayer that you will uncover the little spaces in your own life, find comfort in them, gain insight to their meaning, and see the way forward to an extraordinary new way of being in the world. This book is a collection of some of the most powerful spiritual lessons, sparks of brilliance, and aha moments from Super Soul Sunday that continue to resonate with me today. What I know for sure is the most valuable gift you can give yourself is the time to nurture the unique spirit that is you. Your life, just like mine, is unfolding according to your own truth. No one has been through what you've been through, not in the way that you've experienced it. And yet, all pain is the same. Our sadness and sorrows, joys and triumphs bind us in this common thread of humanity. The sooner we realize the connection, the more elevated life becomes. What you will learn from these spiritual teachers is that with every decision, you are claiming the essence of the phenomenon that is your life. The great American mythologist, author, and philosopher Joseph Campbell once said, "The privilege of a lifetime is being who you are." I believe your true purpose here on Earth is to align yourself with the great spiritual force, your divine inner compass, already at work in your life. I hope that the Wisdom of Sundays will illuminate your path to becoming all that you were meant to be. Embrace and enjoy the journey. Chapter 1, Awakening. Spirituality for me is recognizing that I am connected to the energy of all creation, that I'm a part of it, and it is always a part of me. Years ago, I invited renowned spiritual teacher Carolyn Mace to be a guest on The Oprah Winfrey Show. I'd just been introduced to Carolyn's groundbreaking work on healing and intuition, and I was so excited about what I'd learned that I couldn't wait to share it with the audience. I hoped they might experience the same spiritual awakening. Unfortunately, that is not what happened. For the first few minutes, Carolyn and I were totally engrossed in our conversation about spirituality and nurturing the soul, but eventually, we reached a point where I noticed that the people in the audience were looking at us like we were speaking a foreign language.